Welcome, everybody. Shinema 950, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are middle of Simin Reish Tesvav. Like we mentioned a few times, we're trying to go through one Simin at a time, cross-referencing a little with Kuf Chaf Dalet. Okay, so we are middle of Bracha Sheinitz Richa. We're talking about the Halachas of Amen, and right now we're working a little bit on the Bracha of Sheinitz, Bracha Sheinitz Richa. We saw how it works, and now we're trying to figure out when is one allowed to make a Bracha Sheinitz Richa, which becomes a Bracha Sheinitz Richa. A Bracha that's not needed, there's not a lot to be said, but if it becomes a Bracha that's, there's a reason to make it, and a kosher reason, if you want to call it, a halachic kosher reason, then we, of course, could make it, whereby it's brought down like that in halacha, obviously. So the last case we ended off is the question of for Shabbos. Somebody wants to make 100 brachas. He's supposed to make 100 brachas a day, and I am short by a few brachas. I'll just make some extra brachas, bracha shenitz richa, that you can do. But let's say somebody gives you dessert, puts fruit. We spoke about in the middle of the meal. They bring fruit and so on, and somebody wants to partake in that fruit. They don't want to partake in that fruit. They'll keep it for afterwards and make extra brachas. We said in general, one is not supposed to do that. There are those who said that you could do it, those who said if once they already brought it to you, it's too late. Others wanted to say, even if they didn't bring it to you, be careful not to do that. So we said in the end, one should be careful. But we ended off what I just wanted to talk about a minute, that if there's a siba, if there's a reason for it, then you could do it, right? I'm not in the mood of eating my fruit now, right? I'm just stuffed. I'm not in the mood for my watermelon right now, but I would be in the mood for watermelon about a half hour after I bench, right? So good. So then eat it later. There's no chiv to eat everything on the table, right? So I just wanted to read from in the Sefer Oitzer Alochis, which we've been going through, Ois Ayin Gimel on the bottom, small Oisis. He says, Ayin B'Mogen Avram. This Mogen Avram, which we've been talking about, he brings on Sifkaten Vav. I didn't really look it up, but I'm just quoting from the Sefer Oitzer Alochis, how he quotes his Mogen Avram, Sifkaten Vav. So he brings down in Ois Ayin Gimel that this Mogen Avram says, V'chai Gavna She'enoi Oisa Kein B'Shvil Harbes Brachas. If there's a reason, I'm just not in the mood for fruit now, right? So I have some sort of reason. So then Mutter Lases Kein Afil B'Chali. He could do this even during the week. K'moy She'kos B'Bircha Sabai is the Atu Misha Yesh Lefon of Harbe Peiros. Right? He brings something that's very similar, very interesting, which we have to talk about. It sounds like it's not a hard sugya, but it's a little bit on the hard side when I learned it anyways. And that is Kadima B'brachas. In other words, if you have in front of you a few different brachas, so what bracha do I make, right? I have in front of me Mazonos, I have in front of me Ha'etz, I have in front of me Shahakol. So in general, there's a way, there's certain brachas that come first. I'm going to eat everything. I'm eating the cake, I'm eating the apple, and I'm eating my coffee. So first he's supposed to make, and I don't do whatever. There's no real preference for certain reasons. So in general, he's supposed to make a mezonos first. Next, you would make a hadama or ha'etz or whatever the case is, and then a shahakal. So there is a halachic way to make brachas when you have various different brachas in front of you and you'll be eating them all. But that's not what we're learning right now. But what I wanted to mention, he brings down at the end that lemaisa l'inyan kadima brachas. But if the one of the halachas in kadima brachas, in other words, which bracha goes first? There is such a halacha. The im einay reitz alechol mishneim. If you have two things in front of you, one is Mazonos and one is Shahakal, right? And they're both in front of you. So halachically, you have to make a Mazonos first, right? But that's only if you're going to eat both. I'm not interested in eating the Mazonos now. I just want to have my coffee. I don't need a piece of cake. I'm full, right? But there's cake and cookies in front of you. What do you mean? You have to make a Mazonos first. No, but that halacha only applies if you're going to eat. If you plan on eating and drinking right now, or you plan on eating those few different brachas, so good. So make a Mazonos first, then make a Shahakal. But I'm not interested in cake and cookies right now. I'm on a diet, right? But I want to have my coffee. My coffee's here also. So then you don't have to make a mezonos. There's no halacha that says, again, you have to eat everything on the table. That's not what the halacha says. Halacha says, if you're eating, good. So then eat. Then you have to do it halachically and make a mezonos first. So over here, that's what he says. Again, he's quoting from the Magen Avraham, Ramon, over there, and so on. In Reishiyot Aleph, Simon Reishiyot Aleph, which is the Simon that talks about Kadimah Zimbracha, which we want to, we'll get get to Bezrus Hashem, it's on the list. Baruch Hashem is a very long list. And Hilchis Brachas, believe it or not, even though Baruch Hashem Lianha, we were coming close to 1,000 shiurim, close to 1,000 shiurim in Hilchis Brachas, but we still have a long way to go. You know, when I started, I know myself, when I started getting into giving the shiurim and brachas, even learning brachas bechlal, I said, okay, how long could it be? A couple of hundred shiurim, whatever. We're coming now close to, not yet, but we're coming close to 1,000 shiurim, right? And there's a long, many, many sugyas which we still have to cover. Baruch Hashem, it's a grace of Torah, Baruch Hashem, beautiful grace of Torah, and we have to learn it all, and step by step, little by little. You know, I just wanted to say, when a child learns how to walk, you know, they don't just get up and go, you know, get up, now they start, no. Step by step, another step, first they crawl, first they go, right? The same thing in all of halacha. You got, first of all, the Yetzer Hara comes. We have to know that the Yetzer Hara comes to us and says, what are you learning halacha? You know you're gonna know everything. There's so much to know in Shabbos. There's thousands and thousands of halacha. What? When? You'll never figure it out. And brachas, forget about it. It's an ocean. It's gonna take you 20 years. You'll never, don't even start. And whatever it is, it is. Hopefully you're getting it right, whatever you're doing. That doesn't work like that. That's the Yetzer Hara. That's purely the Yetzer Hara. Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants us, Pekayavis, we say, Lo Yalecha Ligmar, we're not here to finish. We have to go step by step, little by little, halacha by halacha, swallow it, digest it, take it apart, see how it works, remember it, Bezrus Hashem, apply it, and then move on to the next one. That's how you learn halacha. You have to be extremely careful, because the Yetzer is constantly coming and bombarding. I know by myself, bombarding. You'll never finish, you'll never do it. Step by step, one by one, one halacha at a time. And we do it all together with Gevaldik, Siyaita Deshmai, especially, there's nothing like this, learning Torah b'Rabbim. Okay, so just finishing off our shiur today. So that's the bottom line. So he brings it down from the, just giving the example from Kedimas HaBrachis, right? So if you're not interested in eating cake or cookies now, even though they're on the table, you want to drink a coffee, so then you're allowed to make the shahakal. So in other words, bottom line is you don't have to eat everything in front of you. And so that's what we're saying over here. If this is a case in time whereby you have a good, reason why you're not eating the fruits, even though you're going to push it off till afterwards, and it's going to help you, and you really, you know what, it'll help me make my 100 brachas. Good, very nice. But that's not called a bracha she'ni tzricha, because there is a tzarech. The tzarech is, I'm not interested in eating the fruits right now, and that's it. I'm not interested in eating the cake right now. He brings the same type of mashal in over there in Ayin Gimel also, that just because you have many various different fruits in front of you, there's no chiyuv to eat all the fruits, right? There's various different brachas in front of you. You have a dummy, you have eight, you have this. There's no chiv to eat. You eat what you want to eat, right? You eat what you want to eat. And then, but if you're eating both, or you're eating, you want to eat, and if you want to eat, and then you want to push off, so that's where it's a problem. Or if you want to eat everything in front of you, and there's various different brachas, so then we have to know that there's halachas, which bracha comes first. All right, so that's the bottom line. I just wanted to explain that, it's important so we have an understanding how that works. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha, kol tuv.